You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and then each Thursday, we talk about a different art in our community, and this week, it's the art of eating. All right, or culinary arts, if you want to put it nicely. And speaking of nice, joining us is statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com and dining reporter Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa Berry.
I heard a thing the other day about what name did you get made fun of when you were little, and people used to call me Pizza Lisa.
No
cause
way.
Because it rhymed. And when I grew up, we got pizza once a year on our birthday. Yeah, I know.
My jaw just dropped.
And so, therefore, I love a good pizza.
Well, you know, you've got your pizza Napolitano, right? You got that. That's like a wood fire pizza with a thin crust. You got your Chicago deep dish. Well, now everyone's talking about Detroit style pizza, and it originates with Buddy's.
Oh, yeah, Buddy's.
So Buddy's has that kind of focaccia-like pizza dough. And then they put it in the pans, right? And it caramelizes, and it's beautiful. What makes it different, I suppose, is both the dough, and it's a little thicker. And then they put the cheese down before they put the sauce on. And the cheese isn't mozzarella. It's a Wisconsin brick cheese. And I have been experimenting with making my version of kind of a Detroit-style pizza at home, and I've been trying to track down some Wisconsin brick cheese. So if anyone knows where you can get that.
Hook a girl up.
That's right.
But they put the ingredients under the sauce, too, don't they? Like if you get pepperoni.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So you put the cheese down, then the ingredients, and then the sauce on top. And it's a very basic kind of marinara sauce.
And big news, there's a Buddy's coming to Washtenaw County.
That's right. Just outside Ann Arbor in Pittsfield Township. I mean, I think we still think of it as Ann Arbor, but on Pittsfield Township in the outbuildings that they built out in front of the Meyer on Ann Arbor-Saline Road, where we've got the Texas Roadhouse and some other things opening there. Sometime, hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have a Buddy's right here. No need to drive to one of the Metro Detroit locations. We can get our Detroit-style pizza right here.
And they have a healthy one, the Florine Mark, that's got different kind of low-fat cheese and spinach and olives. Because that's the one thing David Fair and I have in common. No pineapple on our pizza. No, do you do fruit on your pizza?
So you and Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain thinks Hawaiian pizza is the devil.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
No fruit on my pizza. That's what we say.
I don't have any rules like that.
Oh, okay. What do you like on your pizza?
So I did used to love like a sausage and a pineapple pizza. Uh-huh. But I at the beginning of college, I dated a cottage and delivery driver for a little while. And I had more than my fill of that. So I don't eat it anymore.
Okay. Well, that's a whole story. We'll save that for the complete interview next
there
time.
You go.
We are talking to Jessica Webster. You hear her every Sunday on the In Crowd here on 89.1 WEMU. But she's joining us now for Art and Soul, the culinary arts. And speaking of art, the art fair is coming up. And for many people, you got to eat, right? So what kind of food can you get at the Ann Arbor Art Fair?
Well, I always like to joke that at the art fair, you can get your relatively inexpensive art on a stick.
Oh.
Every year there's another kind of art on a stick, and it's also where you get your food on a stick. Whether it's shish kebab or they have like fried cheesecake on a stick.
They have that at the Ann Arbor Art Fair?
They do.
Oh, I did not know that.
And you can get your elephant ears and your shawarma and your gyros and all of those things that you like to look for when you go to like a state fair. You can get them on the streets of Ann Arbor. There's a couple of food courts, one located at the Michigan Union. And my favorite one is down on West Liberty Street, just west of Main. A whole, you know, two rows of barbecue and sautéed vegetables. And Bigalora usually has a truck there with an actual wood-fired oven in the truck. God help those people who have to work in that truck.
Yeah,
in the heat.
Yeah.
But it's a smorgasbord of really good, mostly... I said Borg, but I meant board. Smorgasbord of mostly really delicious foods. It's a second reason after the art to head down to the art fairs.
Pizza on a stick.
I don't know about pizza on it. Now, you know, I feel like maybe we should just go open a truck and sell pizza on a stick.
Not to be too highbrow. Quoting one of my favorite movies, The Jerk, Pizza in a Cup. Do you remember that?
You know, I mean, not to say like I'm younger than you, but I was really young when I saw that movie.
Why do you have to go there?
Just a tiny bit younger.
All right. We're not going to check IDs on that. Moving right along, when it's not hot outside, it's great to eat outside. Where's some good al fresco dining?
Well, so you mentioned the heat. And another thing that makes it difficult to dine outside sometimes is the heat mixed with the traffic. And a lot of the outside dining almost puts you right in the middle of a traffic jam. So I try to look for the places that are a little bit either elevated or in the back. So there's a few places that I like to go. There's the back deck at Jolly Pumpkin. It's on the second level.
Oh, that's cool. It's like upstairs,
it's
right?
It's upstairs.
Yeah, that's
in the back.
An interesting, amazing place.
It's quieter. It's a little more isolated. The only problem is if it's trash day, sometimes it's a little stinky. Then just down the block at Polio. I mean, I'm going to tell you, this is what happens sometimes.
Okay.
On the rooftop at Polio, that is a great place to hang out, have a drink, have some appetizers. It's a really one of the highlights of summer downtown is the rooftop at Polio. Another place that isn't right in the middle of traffic, if you go to Sava's on State Street, they've got their outdoor dining along the side of the building. And once if you're in one of the back tables, you don't even feel like you're in the middle of downtown.
Right.
Kind of almost feels gardeny. Another favorite is there's a patio in the alley next to Tamukin Korean Barbecue.
Okay.
Only downside to that is that the outside tables don't have the little the tabletop barbecues where you can grill your own meats. And I love going to Sidetrack. And if you're lucky, a train goes by.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. What about Babbo in Ann Arbor? That's our Sunday night place to hang out and have a drink, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
some
that's nice. I mean, it is right there. It's a pretty busy intersection. But
yeah, you're right.
Not,
you're looking for, I don't know, they have a TV and they have cool lights. It's just a nice place.
They do have cool lights.
Yeah, it's a cool place to be. And speaking of places to be, you just got back from India.
I did.
What was the food like? I mean, there's so much to talk about. Let's just talk about the food, though, because you're Jessica Webster. We have to hear that.
India was amazing on so many levels. It's just an onslaught of people and colors and sounds and smells and sights. And, you know, 17 million people living in Delhi where I was traveling. The food was, it was interesting. My traveling companion and I looked at each other at one point and said, wow, you know, we always thought we loved Indian food, but it turns out we've never had Indian food. The difference between what you get here and there is Indian food in America, for the most part, is spicy.
Right.
And, you know, some flavor. But there, it's not that hot of a spice, but it's layers of flavors. And you can taste the tomato and you can taste the cumin and you can taste the cardamom. And it's so subtle and very good.
What
I need to go back.
What was your favorite thing you ate in India?
Oh, wow. Well, a coconut chutney. I had that on the breakfast buffet every morning at the hotel. I just loaded my plate up with that. Naan there is so much better than it is here. And the butter chicken at this one restaurant in like a strip mall. It was just amazing.
Well, we've got some pictures that Jessica took in India, and we'll be adding that to our web post of Art and Soul. And as usual, thank you so much. We're drooling and hungry, and we appreciate you being with us. Jessica Webster, life and culture reporter for MLive.com, dining reporter, and you hear her every Sunday afternoon here with the In Crowd on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.